Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, May the 3rd, a very rainy, rainy Monday morning. Apparently, April snow showers bring May showers as well. 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call if there's anything on your mind. Now, we left off last hour talking about some people, because I believe stories about people are important, whether or not they are still with us or not. Now, we have been looking for Don Fleming for a while. Now, I'm going to give you the backstory on some of these people. I know some of our devoted listeners have already heard this, and if you're just tuning in, you'll know what I'm talking about. Don Fleming was a gentleman. When I started in radio in town, I used to cover county commissioners and city council, and he just attended all of these meetings, and he used to get up during the meetings, and he would question the councilmen or the county commissioners. Nothing wrong with that. Just a very bombastic, civic-oriented guy. And the other day I thought, you know, I have not heard or seen Don Fleming in probably 10 to 15 years. I wonder if he's still around. I wonder if he's doing okay. He had such an interesting personality. I would love to hear from him. We had some calls last week that Don was probably late 70s, early 80s now, that we did not know if he was still with us. We hope he still is. And even at one point, a phone number did appear. Now, I just don't want to call Don out of the blue, but if somebody wants to call him and tell him, you know, call in here, say hello, they're talking about you, or find out any information. We did this with Al Weichel. We did this with the guy, Sansota, who used to skate over at the roller rink near Garfield Park, that was near Garfield Park. I like, you know, tracking down people this way. It's kind of fun. And when the person finally does call in, or we finally do hear from them, you get to know what I've been talking about. Because I guarantee you, if Don Fleming called in here this morning, you would know. You would know the voice. You would know what I've been talking about this entire time. So, first of all, does anybody have any information on Don Fleming? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. And apparently what we have learned is that he did own, or does own, I'm not sure, a construction business here in Marion over the years, Fleming Construction. So that is our lead on Don Fleming at this point. The other is Ruth Green. Ruth Green used to work for the Marion Star. I believe she retired in the early 1990s. Probably started working there in the 50s or 60s. Led a very interesting life. I've visited Ruth. I've talked with Ruth. Ruth never really wanted to come on the radio. She had kind of a fear of microphones, in a way. I think that was, I don't know. I really don't know what the reason was with Ruth, but she was always very nice to me. Just couldn't ask for a nicer lady. And I haven't seen Ruth for a while. So we hope that Ruth is doing okay, and I wonder if anybody had any information on Ruth Green, who used to work for the Marion Star. Now, the last I knew of Ruth, I would see her in the grocery store, but she used to live over near Grant Middle School, which was Harding back in those days, but Grant Middle School now. She lived over in that area somewhere, but I hope Ruth is still doing well. Does anybody have any information on Ruth Green? Is she still out there? Ruth, you know, you never want to talk about a woman's age, but I believe Ruth now would probably be better than 95 years old. But, you know, most people would probably say, well, she's probably going on. But the last time I saw Ruth, I'm pretty sure she was in her early 90s, and she was fine. She was at the grocery store. She was walking around. She was still driving. So I haven't heard anything that Ruth has left us. And like I say, she would probably be on the other side of 95 degrees now, or 95 years old. But does anybody have any information on Ruth? Years ago, I was told by the guy who took care of Ruth's yard, her yard man, that she did listen. So, Ruth, if you're out there or anybody knows any information on Ruth Green, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear about that. And Bob Mason. Now, Bob Mason, we know, has gone on to his reward. He left us in 1966. I have his obituary here on file. The father of broadcasting in Marion. And I'm wondering, is there anybody out there who ever ran in to Bob Mason, maybe worked with him, or did business with him? Dying in the 60s, those people could still be around. He was apparently known as Mr. Radio. He did have a program on WMRN. He wasn't just the owner. He also had a program. I believe it was called As I See It, or As You See It, or something like that. But it was an interesting program. Bob Mason. Anybody ever have any run-ins with Bob Mason? So those are the three people we're looking for information on this morning. Does anybody have any? Apparently not. Apparently I'm the only person who knows these three people. Any information on Ruth Green, Don Fleming? Now, both of them, we believe, are still with us. And Bob Mason, we know, is gone. But Bob Mason, Ruth Green, or Don Fleming, any stories or information on any of these Marion residents? And Don and Ruth have probably been longtime Marion residents, Don Fleming and Ruth Green. Now, I about said I cleaned out my refrigerator this weekend. I did not. Somebody else cleaned out my refrigerator, which I consider to be a very nice act, because my refrigerator looks cleaner than it probably has in 5 years. And what a big job it was. And I appreciate the person who did that. I think I hauled away 3 or 4 bags of junk that was in my refrigerator that needed to be thrown away. That just tells you how bad it was. I think Amelia Earhart was in there somewhere. But this is, and again, I thank the person who did that. If you can find somebody who will clean out your refrigerator and didn't do a half job, threw away everything that needed to be thrown away, cleaned the shelves, took them out, cleaned the drawers, cleaned the little slots in the side of the doors, just did a tremendous, tremendous job. I'll tell you, it really is a testament to that person that they did that, and I appreciate that quite a bit. But this leads me to a question. Now, this is just going to show you how nuts I am. Okay, in the refrigerator, I don't know how many of you vote at Day Spring Church, but I vote at Day Spring Church. And I don't think they did it last year. I can't remember. But they used to pass out cookies when you voted on election day. And they were really neat election cookies. They were kind of themed like election items. And 1 year I got a cookie from Day Spring. I think it was 2016. To be honest with you. And it was the presidential year with Trump and Hillary. But the cookie was in the shape of like a voting button. And it even had vote spelled out on there. And it was a really neat cookie. And it had, I believe, red, white, and blue, and so on and so forth. So what I must have done was not eaten this cookie and brought it home and put it in my refrigerator. Well, clearly I never clean out my refrigerator. So this past weekend, as I'm going through with the person who was cleaning out my refrigerator, I come upon this cookie. And it's not molded or anything. Now, why it never molded, I don't know. But it's not molded. It looks just like it did the day that I got it, 5 years ago now. But I don't, this is the silliness of it. I don't want to throw it away now because it's like a memory to me. So my question is there any way to preserve a cookie, an edible item? I don't want to take it out of the refrigerator because I think the reason it hasn't molded is because it's been in the refrigerator. There's no green on it anywhere. So I don't know if I put it in a Ziploc bag or if I put it in a jar. I think it might mold. Now, don't ask me why I want to keep this. I don't know. It's just one of those things right now. It was just so neatly decorated, and I was kind of impressed by it. And now it's just become, I've had it for 5 years. It's been living in my refrigerator. That I want to preserve it. It's like my piece of wedding cake. You know how people preserve their wedding cake? They have their wedding, and then they take a piece of the cake, and they freeze it. I think they freeze it. And then a year later, they take it out, and they eat it, and then they all get sick, and they divorce each other. You know, that whole thing. Do people even do that anymore? What was that supposed to signify? Why were you supposed to take a piece of your wedding cake and put it in the freezer for a year and eat it on your first anniversary? I mean, is that really healthy? There are eggs and things in wedding cake. I don't even know what that was to signify. I haven't heard people doing that in quite a while, but I know it was done once upon a time. So does anybody know how to preserve wedding cake? Or cookies? Cookies are really what I'm more interested in because of this voting cookie. Does anybody have any idea how I could preserve that so I can get it out of the refrigerator and do something else with it? 740-383-9944. Because my refrigerator looks so nice now. I don't want a 5-year-old cookie in there at this point. So how could I preserve this cookie? See, you never thought that I was this nuts, but I am. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Is there any way to preserve food? And has anybody ever done anything like that? You know, a lot of people. There was a guy years ago, and I remember thinking this was so funny, but apparently now I'm turning into it. Former President Richard Nixon. I forget what state he was in, but it was a barbecue something, beef barbecue event. And I guess he took a bite out of one of these beef barbecue sandwiches, President Nixon. And the guy who was there snatched up the sandwich with the bite out of it, Richard Nixon's bite. And he took the sandwich and he put it, I don't know what he put it in, some kind of airtight container, I guess, and he kept it. And then he would go on talk shows because he had had this beef barbecue sandwich for 20 years or something like that. Now, see, I'm not that, but this was for my own personal enjoyment, I guess, to keep this cookie. But does anybody know how to preserve an old cookie? Many years people have been on radio here in Marion, over 80 years now. I doubt anybody has ever come to their audience in the morning and said, how do you preserve a 5-year-old cookie? Does anybody know why that cookie never got any mold on it in 5 years? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Any idea on preserving stuff like that? But you know, I don't feel so bad about this because people preserve everything now. They will save anything that has any kind of significance at all. But I would have no idea how to do it, because I am not a crafter at all. And I feel this is kind of a craft project. So how do you preserve an old cookie? 740-383-9944. And what was the significance of wedding cake a year later. Why did you save a piece of your wedding cake, put it in the freezer, and eat it a year later? And do people still do that? You know, I know they don't do blood tests anymore. That kind of went by the wayside. But I don't know what it was about the wedding cake thing. I don't know what that was supposed to mean. Was that supposed to mean you were still together a year later? Or you would be together forever if you save that wedding cake and put it in the freezer and ate it together a year later? And was that really healthy to save a piece of cake like that and eat it a year later? I don't know. 740-383-9944. See, apparently nobody has any answers either. These are all kind of confusing things that we do as a society. And we have no idea why they were done. Also, we're not getting much information. We're not making much headway this morning when it comes to Ruth Green or Don Fleming or Bob Mason. Don Fleming, the construction man who used to go to county commissioners and city council meetings. Ruth Green, who used to work for the Marion Star. And Bob Mason, who was the founder of WMRN, I believe died in 1966. Did anybody know these people? Does anybody know these people? Are any of these people still around? Any information at all? Kind of a slow morning here this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. People must be out, maybe they're pumping their basements this morning. Have the sump pumps working down there with the fans in their basements because things have flooded, because it's raining. I'd be interested to know whatever became of Ruth Green or Don Fleming, or if anybody knew Bob Mason. You know, I've known people who knew Bob Mason. Now, some people liked him and some people didn't. That's what I've learned. Some people thought he was the greatest guy in the world, and other people thought he was kind of a snobbish type of a guy, is what I've heard. I really don't know what is true. So if anybody out there knew him, even as a child, let me know. You know, another thing, when I was going through the archives, newspaper archives, I came on a lot of stories about the Chuck Wagon Pals. The Chuck Wagon Pals were a country music group that apparently used to perform on WMRN on Saturday nights. And apparently they were very, very popular and localized to this area. Now, apparently they also played at, you know, like VFWs, and they played at fairs and things like that. So it wasn't limited to radio. But does anybody remember the Chuck Wagon Pals? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I knew Ruth Green also, and she had to have been the sweetest little old lady that there ever was. I used to deliver mobile meals to her, but apparently she has sold her house or something, because when I went past, I seen some flag banner type stuff in her windows that Ruth would have never in 100 years had. But yes, she was a very sweet lady, and her sister had lived across from her.
Yes.
And then her sister ended up passing away. And then I think Ruth was having some memory problems, and that's the last we mobile meals heard from her. So I don't know if Ruth's still with us or not, but she had to have been the sweetest little old lady that there ever was. She was just quite quiet. Yeah. Don't make many Ruth Green.
No, so. the big poof of red hair.
Right, and one time I went to pick her up. I was going to take her to Prospect to something. And here she come out. I mean, she had planned to go because she had on this little purple jacket, and then she had on these little kitten slipper type things, and she had got ready to go on that outing. Not like most of us do, throw on a pair of shoes, maybe, but they only made one Ruth Green. She was quite the little lady. We don't have very many anymore. Yeah. So I just wanted to tell you that I did know her, but I have no idea if she's still with us or if she has passed. I hope she's not sitting in a nursing home someplace, because she says, God help me if I ever end up in one of them places. Well, so anyway, that's what I got to say about Ruth Green.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Ruth, and she, the caller is exactly right. Ruth, when I knew Ruth, she lived across the street from her sister. Her sister was still alive at that point, and her sister was having, I believe, some memory issues. And unfortunately, her sister passed away. I think the last time I talked to Ruth, her sister had just passed away. And Ruth was still living over there by Grant Middle School. I haven't heard that she passed away, but Ruth would be up there. Go ahead, caller.
I knew the Fleming boys growing up. He's got a brother named Bruce, but I haven't seen Bruce for a while.
Oh, well, you know what? I just cannot believe that if Don is still around, he's not out doing something, because he used to be at those county commissioner meetings twice a week.
Yeah.
And city council.
May have had some health problems in later years. You never know.
Yeah, I hope he's still around, and I hope we're able
I used to see his brother, Bruce. Bruce is still around, I'm pretty sure.
Now, was Bruce lived in Marion?
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you know how old they would have been?
I'm 74, so Don would have been probably, he could have been 82, and I think Bruce is closer to my age.
Yeah, that's what
seems to me there was an older boy, too.
Oh, was
it? I think they had that stone quarry down at Prospect.
Yeah, I think somebody had said that. Now, is the business still open, the construction business?
I don't know. You might call down Stone Quarry and see. You might get in contact with him that way.
Yeah, I'm going to have to track him down, or somebody has to know him, because he was very out and about, just like Ruth Green. You know, they were very active in the community.
I haven't seen him for years. I knew Don growing up. He was a big boy. So was Bruce.
Yeah, so was, Don was big, you know, like a football-type player.
Oh, yeah. Big build.
Yeah, hopefully we find him. Well, thanks for calling.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Well, there's a call about Don, but, you know, I don't know. If anybody knows Don or feels comfortable, call Don up and tell him to call in here. Well, a lot of people would like to hear from Don. They knew him when he was younger, went to school with him. We've heard all that. Same thing with Ruth Green. Now, I hope Ruth is well, and as the caller said, I hope she's not sitting in a nursing home somewhere, because Ruth didn't have any kids, was my understanding. Well, I know she didn't, because I talked to Ruth. And her husband died long ago, so she never remarried. And, that makes me kind of sad, because I don't think she's passed away, but she would be, I'm pretty sure she would be, I don't know how old Ruth would be, but I think she'd be over 95. Because I think the last time I saw her, she was just about 95. But no issues. I mean, she was walking fine, she was moving fine, she was doing okay, so I was always glad to hear that, but boy, I hope Ruth is not, does anybody, now, I really want to know where Ruth is, because I hope she's not, the unfortunate thing, I'm not saying anything bad about the nursing homes, but what's unfortunate sometimes is that people go to nursing homes, and when they don't have kids in the community, and their spouses are gone, or their siblings are gone, like Ruth, we don't find them. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, I'm calling about Don Fleming.
Yes.
First of all, I think you got the wrong Don Fleming. Gerald Fleming owned Fleming Construction. He had a brother, Don, but the one that went to commissioner's meeting, I don't believe, was the same one.
But you remember Don.
Yes, I do. And yeah. As a matter of fact, in 2008, and don't quote me on this, if my memory serves me correct, I think he got in trouble and threatened someone with a gun.
Really?
Yes, but I don't think he went to jail or anything. I think one of his sons took custody of him. And if I'm not mistaken, he was either in assisted living or living with his son, and I believe it was in Finland.
Is that right?
That was in 2008, and that's the last I'd ever heard of Don Fleming.
My goodness. I never heard about that, about threatening somebody with a gun.
Yeah.
I appreciate the update. Do you think, was it something with his memory, or did he just...
Yes, I believe so, yes. He was having memory issues and some other issues like that.
Hmm. Well, I'm sorry to hear that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you may get a hold of Gerald Fleming, and just to verify that, but I'm pretty sure that's the wrong Don Fleming.
Yeah, I'll try. Yeah, I'm looking for the one who used to come to the commissioner meetings.
That's the same one I'm speaking of, and I don't believe that's the same Don Fleming that his brothers are Gerald Fleming that owns Fleming Construction.
Oh, okay, so he wasn't involved with the construction business?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay, well, I appreciate the information. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, Don, boy, I'm sorry to hear that if that happened. I had not heard that. Don might have gotten into some trouble there. He was a bombastic guy, no doubt about it, but apparently there may have been two Don Flemings, one involved in the construction business, and then the one I'm talking about. But he was a bigger guy, bigger built, so I don't know. I really don't know. Does anybody know? Oh, that's horrible. I hope maybe he's... Well, I don't know what you say about that. You don't want to do that, threaten anybody. But I have to say, to me, Don was always nice. But of course, you know, he did have a definite point of view about certain things. So that's, I guess, just the way it goes. 740-383-9944. Well, now it's a real mystery. Now the holes just get deeper, because we think that Don Fleming and Ruth Green are still alive, but we don't know what's become of them. 740-383-9944. But Ruth, as the caller said, was the nicest woman you'd ever want to meet. And she did. She was always dressed up, and last time I saw her, she always had her hair red. She was obviously in her 90s. It probably was not still red, but Ruth had it looking nice. She was just a very unique woman from a different time. And like I say, I think she's still around, but if she's not living in her house anymore, I don't know where she is. And it worries me because, as I say, Ruth did not have any kids. And I know her sister died a few years ago. And her husband died quite a while ago. So I don't know if Ruth would, during COVID, I'm sure she probably wouldn't be having any visitors. And I don't know if people would even realize that she had went on to the nursing home. I know a lot of people work with her at the Marion Star who are still around who would probably like to know that information. But does anybody know where Ruth Green is or what became of her? I hope she's not suffering with memory issues. But, you know, like I said, she would probably be north of 95 at this point. Ruth, I don't know when. Well, if you figure, let's say she retired. I think she retired. Now, don't quote me on this, but I think she retired in 92 from the Star. So let's say she was 65 then. So we got, that would have been, my goodness, that would have been nearly 30 years ago now. 29 years ago. So if she was 65 then, what would that make her? 75, 85? That'd make her about 94. But I think she was a little older than that. So I don't know. Any information on Ruth Green, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And now we've got the big Don Fleming canard. Is that Don... apparently there are two Don Flemings. One who was involved in the construction business, and then the one who used to come to county commissioners and... I saw him at city council, too, every so often. But apparently there might have been some kind of a disturbance with Don, where maybe his children had to step in. But, you know, if we just... it'd just be interesting to know. Because these were people you meet along the way, and you spend some time with, because Don was there every Tuesday and Thursday, so I used to see him twice a week. And Ruth, I got fairly friendly with her, and used to see her quite a bit. So, you know, just interested to what became of them. Don Green, or Don Fleming and Ruth Green. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Definite staples in the Marion community for many, many years. So if you know anything about Don Fleming or Ruth Green, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Again, Bob Mason. Did anybody ever meet Bob Mason? The founder of broadcast in Marion. We'd love to have those stories. 1966. I'll probably read the obituary tomorrow, because where are we at here? 45 minutes past the hour. We'll probably get to that tomorrow, because I've got several articles in here. Maybe people would be interested in hearing about some of this. I did some more in-depth research on the Gypsy Queen. I did some research on the start of WMRN, which is kind of fascinating. Some things on Mary Ellen Withrow when she was being appointed Treasurer of the United States. And some things in regard to Martha Douse back in the 50s and 60s that I don't know if people would remember or even know about. So I've got that folder that we can get into maybe tomorrow. Does anybody have anything to add to any of these things? Gypsy Queen? Martha Douse's, boy, nearly 80 years of teaching dance here in Marion and surrounding areas. What else do we have? We have Bob Mason. Still curious about that. Does anybody remember when MRN was being put in 1940? I don't know how many people would have a memory of that. They opened on December 21st, 1940. So working toward year number 81 at this point. 740-383-9944. And we continue on also with our Ruth Green and Don Fleming questions. What became of the two of them? You know, as you get on in age, this is just one of those facts, I guess, that things change and you end up in different places. Don Fleming, Ruth Green. Any more news in regard to either of them? 740-383-9944. Also, how do you save a cookie, a five-year-old cookie? Now see, it's not just a cookie, though. It's not like I'm pulling out an Oreo here and saying I want to save it 5 years later. This is a cookie that, you know, is a specially decorated cookie for Election Day. And for some reason, I just thought it was a very unique cookie. Now, to me, I still think that cooking is a work of art. I think there are certain things that are very artistic. Obviously, painting. I think writing is artistic. I think that acting is artistic. I think that drawing is artistic. And I think that cooking can be very artistic. I think a lot of times people don't put cooking in the artistic category, but the way people decorate pastries and cookies and things of that nature, and also the way that they put them together so they taste good. You know, that takes a lot of talent. I have heard the stories over and over and over again, and I've told them on the air, of people who say when the older generation right now has stopped cooking, that pies do not taste the same because the younger generation uses the frozen pie crusts. They don't make the crispy, flaky, homemade pie crusts. And I don't even know if the younger generation collects recipes as the older generation did. You know, recipe boxes used to be a staple in everybody's kitchen. Well, not really anymore. You walk into people's kitchen, you really don't see a recipe box around. But that's how people knew. They took pride in what they cooked, and they wanted it to be good, and they didn't want to forget what made it good. And if somebody wanted to make that dish, they could give them a copy of the recipe and put it on an index card, and there it went. Now, everybody, I think, just goes to the internet, and they get a recipe, and that's that. Well, I don't know. I don't think that's necessarily the best idea. Has anybody noticed the change in the quality of food from years past until present? I think there has been a change. Now, some food today is still very good. I'm not saying that everybody who cooks now is not as good as people who cooked before. But there definitely is a change in the quality, and I also think the ingredients that people use. You know, a lot of ingredients have stopped being used because of health issues, and I'm not sure if that's a really good thing or not. We want people to be healthy, but you know, it is changing the quality, and everything should just be moderation. You want to moderate what you're eating or what you're drinking so you don't overdo it. And if you do that, you'll probably be okay. What do you think? Has the quality of food changed? Whole lot of questions this morning here on WWGH Radio. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. You know, I think a lot of people probably slept in this morning. It has just been the dreariest, wet, splashy. You know, I don't have a window here in the studio, so all I'm hearing outside the studio here is just splash, splash, splash every time a car goes by. And I can hear the rain coming down and just coming off the front of the studio here, and it's damp. You know, you can feel the dampness. Just what a way to kick off the first radio day here in the month of May. A big rainy day. And does anybody know anything about the agriculture going on? When are people normally planting? It seems to me that people normally plant earlier than this, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I've just forgotten, because it always seemed to me like they were out there getting the stuff out of the fields in June or before July 4th, or certainly right after it, but I don't even think anything's been planted yet. It certainly doesn't look like anything's growing across the street, and here we are in early May. I thought that a lot of planting went down in April, but now what is that? Do we have to wait for the first frost? Because I know there's something about the first or the last frost. We have to, you don't want a frost to happen once you plant. See, I never was in 4-H or any of this. So these questions I have no answers to, but I think there's something to do with a frost, the last frost. You don't want your vegetables or your anything that you plant outside to be frosted on. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yes, did Don running, did he run for public office at one time?
You know, he certainly might have. I don't remember it,
like,
but he was
mayor or county commissioner or something like that.
He might have.
It seems to me that he did. I knew a gentleman by that name, and he was very politically active.
Yeah, this guy was definitely politically active.
Yes, and he has a son. I believe his name is Eric. And he does have a construction business. The son does.
Now, do you know anything about where Don might be today?
I think he still lives on Richland Road, but I'm not sure. And he loved flowers. He liked to take pictures of his flowers and things like that.
So you think he... Now, see, I don't remember him running for public office, but it wouldn't surprise me because I know he was...
I think he did.
Yeah, I know he was... So is he still around with us, still here in Marion?
I think he is. I think he maybe became kind of disabled in his later years. But I haven't seen when he's passed away or anything.
Now, did you ever hear anything about him having any issues?
No, I've never heard that.
Yeah, I never heard that either, but who knows? Well, hopefully...
Yeah. He seemed like a very, very gentle man.
Well, he was, I mean, it was interesting because certainly when he was talking to the commissioners or the city council, he had a very, best term I can come up with, bombastic personality. He cared. But, you know, other than that, I guess I really didn't know him. He didn't seem like a rough guy, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, but the times that I had seen him, he seemed like a very gentle person.
Well, hopefully, I would love to.
Was proud of his flowers, and he took pictures of them, and he would show them to people.
Yeah, well, I really do hope we hear from he, and also find out what happened to Ruth Green, because I hope these people are okay, if nothing else.
Yes.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, there's some information on Don Fleming as we continue to try to track him down. There could be some confusion here if there are two Don Flemings. Now, this Don Fleming we're talking about here had a son, apparently Eric, who owned a construction business. More than that, I don't know. 740-383-9944. Any information, Don Fleming, Ruth Green, about their whereabouts? 740-383-9944. The last time I saw Don probably was prior to 2008. But other than that, I really don't know. I do know this. I know if you got him on the phone, you would know it was him. He had a very distinct way of speaking, and he had a very distinct, point of view. So if you called him, you would immediately know it was him. You wouldn't have to guess between Don Flemings. You would know who it is. Well, this is live now, but if you're listening to this at any point and do have any information and you end up calling in here and getting the answering machine, just leave it on the answering machine. Don Fleming or Ruth Green, what became of them? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we still have 3 minutes left today, so if you have anything to say, we'd love to hear from you. There was another call on Don Fleming a few moments ago. Still trying to figure out how to preserve a 5-year-old cookie, which has not molded yet. And that's about where we are today. 740-383-9944. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp follows this show this morning. 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And then we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. All worth listening to on this station. Very community-minded programming. Now remember, all this construction with Aqua starts today. Listen for that. top of the hour to the news report, so you know where the construction is going on. Any final calls this morning on Don Fleming or Ruth Green? Ruth Green, who worked for the Marion Star for so many years, or Don Fleming, who at this point may or may not have run for political office, may or may not have owned a construction business, but definitely was an active member at the county commissioner meetings twice a week for many, many years in the early 2000s. I'm not sure when that all stopped, but he was still coming on a pretty regular basis when I was there. I remember he had trouble with his neck at one point, but beyond that, I don't remember hearing anything else. So that's the way that goes. But like I say, if you end up calling in when we're off the air, just leave a message on the answering machine, and we will follow up with it. Telephone number, 740-383-9944, on this very wet day here in Marion. Will it clear up? We can only hope. It's a good day to lay in bed, take a nap, if you can. If you can't, take an umbrella out. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
LP Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You've had so many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have.
Well, you have been such a pal, and I know you don't do much media anymore, but you're always so kind to me, and I want to take the... I always thank you when we're done, but I want to thank you on the air for 10 years of being so kind to me.
Well, I've enjoyed every minute of it, Scott. You know, I always say you're the best interviewer I ever had that I do an interview with. I really like to do them.
Well, may it continue. We're not going to stop at 10 years. We're going to go on into the next years. What do you make of his opponent?
Now you're trying to get me in trouble. You are. You're trying to get me in trouble. You're baiting me.
No. We can move around that question.